This is GQDN for Monday, November 6th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Get your stuff. Put in the word quest as the coupon code and get 25% off of your purchase. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of Starfield, a little bit of Far Cry, maybe some sales too. But we begin with a whole bunch of articles from BlizzCon. And we will begin with World of Warcraft. Because there are some allied races, as well you know, and there are some other things that are coming. One thing that was not announced is that people are thinking that you could be playing as a Naga. Now, this would not happen in the next expansion, but it would be the expansion after that. We'll get to that here in a minute. But on the WoW subreddit, it did say that, so in WoW Midnight, we'll unite all the elven tribes. My theory is we will finally get allied race Naga, probably with two forms, similar to the fan concept. So could that happen? We shall see. Now, there's also some other things that could be going on, including memes. WoWhead, which we will go back and forth on WoWhead there quite a bit today. And they showed off some memes that included the t-shirt called What Sword, which is now on sale. And it also showed that a lot of people are very excited to see how this will come out. The first expansion in this saga is called The War Within, and that is scheduled to come out next year. You can go check out the memes. Now, if an expansion comes out, according to BG247, could it also come out with consoles? Now, the WoW Vice President and Executive Producer, Holly Longdale, did say that, well, we're pretty well positioned. So could this be coming to consoles? Well, they did say that they were talking about it about the time because they are with Microsoft now. So we shall see about that. Now we bounce back into World of Warcraft via WoWhead, and they gave the backstories to the saga itself. That is The War Within, World of Warcraft Midnight, and World of Warcraft The Last Titan. Now, there are some system changes, which we will get into in the weekly show. But Hero Talents is indeed coming. Warbands are coming. A load-in screen. A whole bunch of different stuff. There have also been some interviews with the Warcraft Wiki BlizzCon group with Morgan Day. Maria Hamilton and Christy Moret was talking to BlizzCon 2023 developer interview. And WoWhead got to talk with Ann Stickney and Tina Wang. And Icy Veins did have some interviews too with the Season 4 and the raids. So there's a lot more stuff. Like I said, we'll get into it on the weekly show. Now, with Cataclysm coming to WoW Classic, Dot Esports is saying that some of the WoW players were very angry because they were getting rid of the Classic Wrath Lich King servers. Now, Wrath of Lich King was one of the best beloved World of Warcraft expansions. But in some of the interviews, Blizzard did say that they will be shutting down Wrath of the Lich King servers to focus on the newest Classic expansion. Now, some of the players do believe that they'll have at least a few Lich King servers active, but we shall see. Now, if you're into WoW Classic, November 30th is your date. According to Blizzard Watch, the Season of Discovery will be then, and that will go live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on November 30th. So that is more exploration for which you could see some different things and get some gear or some other stuff. It's all part of the Season of Mastery, which will be released on November 16th. Oh, I'm sorry, that was 2 years ago, because they're also talking about the Classic Hardcore Realms. That was on August 24th. But they're going to be doing some other stuff. Secret Discoveries and all that. We stick with Blizzard Watch because, like I said, Cataclysm is coming to Classic. And while the Lich King servers will go down, players will be able to go in and play this because there will be a faster leveling and progression. They will also have some new dungeon difficulty experience and some quality of life features. which is what we will get into in the weekly show. These are all reminders, because this did happen on the weekend. Now we get to Diablo, and they are saying that the Rings of Blood has more details than what they just said at BlizzCon. So, the unique malignant rings in either World Tier 3 or 4 is shown as a random drop, and they will be available on the Eternal Realm as well as the Seasonal Realm. And they're not only they can be found through the random drops, though. Players can farm them in unique rings from the Echo of Farshan. So good luck. By the way, according to GamesRadar Plus, GamesRadar.com, they said that a cow level may be real. So Tiffany Watt did say in an interview with IGN about the cow level, quote, "Sounds utterly ridiculous. I think I have heard that a lot of players have been out there slaying cows. I mean, Sanctuary is not a good place to be, even as a cow. I will say, however, if people have picked up any items from their cow slayage campaign, they should hang on to them." Now, Joe Pepperera did say, sorry if I butchered the name, it is Diablo, quote, "I don't know what she's talking about." Yeah, cow level. But could there be a board game? Dot Esports did say that there is a Diablo board game that is available for pre-order. So now there are two available Diablo tabletop games that will be launching in the future. And Glass Cannon Unplugged on X did say, "Glass Cannon Unplugged, in partnership with Blizzard Entertainment, proudly presents Diablo, the RPG and board game. Immerse yourself in the Diablo universe like never before in 2024. I love my neighbors." But yeah, you can go check that out. Yeah, that's Overwatch 2, because they went through the hero design process. This comes to us from WCCFTech.com, and they were showing off all of his abilities, which we'll go over quite a bit, including a nice little back and forth with Blizzard devs. So there's that for Overwatch 2. And what would a BlizzCon be without Community Night? And congratulations to who won as Lilith, Tiffany Gordon, for the best creation. But not just that, she took the best of show as well. But she wasn't the only one doing that. There's a whole bunch that were doing it. Even the kids got involved with some Lich King stuff. And that is just phenomenal to everybody. Well done to all who played and who dressed up. Well done to y'all. Now, one thing that we may not have seen was the Overwatch World Cup, because fans could not see the ending of the South Korea versus Canada match. In fact, some fans were looking at X because they were tweeting the entire match. And that was cut short because of the opening ceremony on November 3rd. In fact, that was Jonathan Snowden. And he said, "I will be live tweeting the end of Canada, South Korea, due to BlizzCon opening ceremony starting." And he did just that. Now we get out of BlizzCon, but not away from Xbox, not yet. Because Dot Esports did say that Xbox developers may use AI for new quests and characters. That could be a thing. So the Xbox developers will now use AI tools to generate characters, dialogues, and quest lines. In fact, Haiyan Zhang, the Xbox general manager of AI, did say, quote, "We want to help make it easier for developers to realize their visions, try new things, push boundaries of gaming today, and experiment to improve gameplay, player connection, and more." That's why they're doing it. Now, Starfield is a whole nother matter. GamesRadar.com did say that Starfield, an actor, did reveal that they failed an audition to play their own character in Deus Ex. Yeah, because Elias Toyfex did a nice little thing on X, quote, "Deus Ex HR, they actually had me audition to play my own body, and I didn't get it. They said I'm 5'11 and Jensen is 6'1. I hated what the body actor did. For Deus Ex MD, I refused to come back unless they let me performance capture everything. They did. All cutscenes were PCAP. So, there's that. Now we get to some serious news, because Epic versus Google antitrust trial has begun. So, Blue News did give what to expect. Quote, Epic's arguments are that Google's requirement for developers to use Play Store payment system for all transaction is uncompetitive, and that while Android users install apps without using Google's marketplace, unlike Apple's iOS, Google Play is so dominant that it is not financially viable or profitable to do so. The jury trial finally begins today. Seeking Alpha reports with Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google parent Alphabet, and Epic CEO Tim Sweeney, expected to testify. Google's VP Government Affairs and Public Policy Seeking Alpha, quote, Epic claims are baseless. Android enables developers to distribute through multiple app stores or directly to users through the web. Now, Far Cry 6 said that the online servers will remain, but maybe no further updates. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net, and here is what Far Cry said on X. Quote, thanks to the millions of players who joined the fight, your adventures can continue in Yara without interruption of online services. However, the dev team will no longer be making updates to Far Cry 6. We appreciate your passion, creativity, and love of Scherzo. Even Anton is proud. So, we shall see what happens next for the Far Cry series. Nah, I bet a lot of you scored. Because Engadget saying that Discord is switching to expiring links for files shared off platform. So, the platform will be using temporary files links that will expire after 24 hours for the content shared outside of Discord. That's what Bleeping Computer did report. Now, the intention is to try to get rid of malware, and it could also curb the use of Discord as an unofficial file hosting service. So we shall see about that. But if you got Discord, you are now prepared. We said sales, right? Well, Engadget also did say that Logitech gaming accessories are now up to 50% off from the early Black Friday sales. And yes, this is true, because the G733 Lightspeed Wireless Gaming Headset is on a 20% discount. It's currently $120. It's down from $150. That's at Amazon. But there are indeed others. The G203 Wired Gaming Mouse is half off, now $20. The G Pro Wireless Gaming Mouse is $80. That's down from $130. And the G Fit True Wireless Gaming Earbuds are on a 35% discount. Basically, they're down to $150. You know what else is on sale? According to GameSpot.com, Nintendo stuff. So, Nintendo did announce that they have a Black Friday 2023 Switch deals. So, the Switch OLED bundle will be available on November 19th for $350, which is originally priced at $418. That does have, well, may have some games to it. Now, the Switch Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and Switch Online is now $299. The Super Mario Party Plus with neon red and blue Joy-Con is only $100. So, there you go if you want to switch. Tomorrow is Election Day in the U.S. So, if you are eligible to vote, go vote tomorrow. After that, go check us out at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.